Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WPHT HD WOGL HD3 Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Is the Scarf Lady Deborah Birx really telling us now we need to start testing cows? PCR testing for cows because of the bird flu? We'll find out. Feel like we've been down this road before, huh? Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. I want to remind you that we have our big event coming up with Jack Carr, the number one New York Times bestselling author, Navy SEAL, the man himself. June 25th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center, Bucks County Community College. It will sell out. I'll be the host that night. And we'll have a great conversation about his new book, Red Sky Morning. So make sure you join us for that. Just go to 1210WPHT.com, 1210WPHT.com, to get your tickets today. This is a perfect time to have my next guest join me, because we've talked a lot over the years, particularly regarding COVID and all the lies around Fauci and COVID. And now we're also going to talk about raw milk. Jeffrey Tucker is president of the Brownstone Institute and senior economics columnist for the Epoch Times. Hello, Jeffrey. Thank you for joining me today. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, and I'm glad you brought up Birx and her testing fiasco. I hope that we're more sophisticated now than we were 4 years ago.
I mean, is this real or is this artificial intelligence? Because I mean, I'm watching this and I'm going, somebody must have made this up, right? This can't possibly be real, can it?
They believe it. And it's a problem for any virus with what's called a zoonotic reservoir. It doesn't mean just controlling the human population. It means also controlling the whole animal kingdom also. Because they believe that they are the administrators of the entire microbial hegemon, you know. So the bird flu's out there, and so the idea is that we're going to test every cow and every chicken, and something turns out to be positive, according to their PCR test, which she likes, the PCR test, then the entire herd gets slaughtered. So, you know, just like a few days ago, they slaughtered 4 million chickens in Idaho because of this bird flu. None of this makes any sense because they were not 4 million sick chickens. There were, you know, a few case positives, not even case positives. They're exposure positives, and then they're slaughtering millions of chickens out because of the bird flu. So this is already happening.
Hey, Matt, do we have the audio of Burke saying this, by the way?
Yes.
Can you play? Let's play this so everybody knows what Jeffrey Tucker and I are talking about. This is the scarf lady from the good old COVID days. Take a listen.
We're not testing to really see how many people have been exposed and got asymptomatically infected. We should be testing every cow weekly. Do pooled PCR. We have the technology.
Every cow, Jeffrey Tucker.
Yeah. And notice she says PCR.
Yeah,
PCR. So this is a test that detects the presence of a pathogen. Now, it doesn't mean that you're sick. It just means that, you know, there's a presence of a certain virus in your system or on your tongue or in your nose. During COVID, people learned to get around this just by, you know, doing nasal washes before the PCR test. And it's typical with Burke. She doesn't distinguish between chickens or people who have been exposed versus those who are actually sick with some sort of medically significant issue that requires you to see a doctor, right? We used to distinguish between infections and cases. She doesn't do that. She's, I guess, what you would call an exterminationist. And, you know, one of the things that drives me crazy is when she's being interviewed. This happens with reporters generally. They get scared by science. They just sit there sort of with their mouths hanging open going, wow, I don't know if you notice this. This is a major problem during COVID. But so in the last several days, she's giving these interviews in which she's advocating for this cow. So for testing on the cows. But the right question to ask her is, what is the goal? Mm-hmm. What is it you're trying to achieve? And what are your action items in light of what you find? So those are the questions. And I think what she would say is we're going to eradicate bird flu. Well, there's no okay. If you're trying to do something impossible through very invasive means, you're likely going to cause a lot of problems, probably more problems than you're going to solve. In fact, you'd be much better off not testing any chickens or any cows. And the way we've handled this with chickens and cows since the beginning of time is that the sick chickens and sick cows die, mm-hmm. and those that are remaining, which is, you know, 99.99%, enjoy the immunities that they get by being around a sick chicken or cow. So that, you know, they get a limited exposure. This is immunology 101. They get a limited exposure and therefore become stronger. And that's how we evolve, whether it's peoples or chickens or cows. That is not how Burke sees it. And that's not how government regulators see it now. So if you have a chicken that tests positive, according to the PCR tests, which means the presence of a virus, depending on the cycle rate, is hit at, they can order you to slaughter, millions of your livestock, and which is going to drive up the prices of meat and introduce chaos to American farming and ranching. So this is what she's doing, all in the name of infectious disease control.
I mean, it's remarkable, Jeffrey Tucker. It really is. And some people are wondering, what is this going to do to the food supply, which they're already going after? I mean, they're waging war on food supply, which brings me to your article in the Epoch Times about raw milk and how suddenly now people who drink raw milk, it's now some right wing domestic violent extremist thing.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's insane.
I never cared a thing about raw milk. You know, 5 years ago, if anybody promoted raw milk to me, my immediate reaction is, wow, you're some sort of left-wing hippie, right?
Right, I mean,
that was always my attitude. Now, I have a different attitude, and I actually go out to the store and buy raw milk because I tried it. It's delicious. It's wonderful. And then I've read a lot of studies that say it's actually very healthy for you and gives you the essential bacteria that you need for your life function. In any case, whether that's true or not, the idea that Americans can't, you know, make their own decisions about this is, it's un-American, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, our founding fathers drink raw milk, for goodness sake, you know? And I got to tell you, in my neighborhood, I bet it's true with you, too. Any raw milk sellers, and they are still allowed in a lot of places, are always out because they can't keep up with the demand. So the demand is very high, and this is because people have lost trust in the science medical authorities that are, you know, mucking with our food supply, and everybody just kind of wants to go back to, you know, just raising food and domesticating animals and, you know, just going more farm to table than we're used to. So yeah, the stuff is enormously popular, but I've discerned over the last, I want to say it's over the last couple of months, this crackdown on raw milk is quite intense. They're going into organic farms and confiscating all the stuff and finding
them
lots of
money. Happened in Pennsylvania very recently.
Yeah, was that the case with the Amish? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was quite brutal. And, you know, and this happened recently in Michigan. Again, it happened last week in Michigan. And I went to the website of the organic farm where they were selling all this stuff, and it was oversubscribed. Okay, you cannot subscribe to this co-op because they have too many customers. Well, that tells you, it should tell you something about the market demand for this product. And it strikes me that if people want to buy the stuff, people want to sell it, then that's, you know, part of the American system. But something's happening to our food supply, where the same people who managed the COVID fiasco are now presuming to exercise really aggressive controls over all of our food and independent farmers. And it's becoming a serious problem, as you can see from the prices of food, even at the grocery store.
So let's think about this now for a moment. First of all, I think the American people should have the right, if they want to eat raw cheese or raw milk, that, I mean, this is just basic 101. The federal government should have no authority in telling them that they can't. But we're raiding these places and seizing their products and turning these people into criminals. And we're doing all this in the United States of America, which is just mind-boggling to me. And you got to wonder how much of this is because, A, the FDA's power is just completely unlimited and unchecked, but also because, let's face it, they want to keep us sick, and they want to keep us sick, and they want to keep us medicated, and they don't want us living healthy lifestyles. And I think, you know, that used to be a conspiracy theory, but these days I dismiss nothing as conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, and there's another element here, too, which we saw during the COVID. We've all become highly educated over the last 5 years, but it's also agency capture. So one of the top forces against raw milk is the dairy lobby itself, which has inordinate influence over the Department of Agriculture and the FDA. Just mm-hmm. like the vaccine industry has captured the FDA, big agriculture has captured the Department of Agriculture. So you have this weird combination of dominant market producers who don't like competition working closely with government agencies to use force to end the alternatives that consumers are drawn to. That's actually what's going on here. It's what's called corporatism, and it's a bad mm-hmm. system.
It's a very bad system, and we see the pharmaceutical industry has far too much power and far too much influence, and they are incredibly out of control. And a lot of that has been so glaringly obvious since COVID happened. I want to get your reaction to Fauci on Monday and everything that he said. And I don't even know where to begin with all of it, but why don't we just start with the lab leak theory first of all? Because you and I have talked about this before, Jeffrey Tucker, and I'm grateful to have you, president of the Brownstone Institute, senior economics columnist for the Epoch Times. We've talked about the lab leak, you and I, over the years. And I mean, I remember having you on the show back in 2020 about this.
Mm-hmm. And I might have been skeptical about the lab leak at the time. I'm not sure, but I've become more and more convinced that it was precisely the lab leak that explains a lot of what happened later. So they became convinced in January 2020 that a U.S.-backed lab had leaked this pathogen that they had been working on, that both the virus and the vaccine. And they worried that there was had a high fatality rate, that it was going to be transmitted all over the world, and they would get the blame for it. So, you know, so there are a number of steps in response to that. The first and most important one was to publish a paper that came out in the first week of February with NIH scientists that was denying that as a lab leak. They said with a great deal of certainty that it was zoonotic release, that it came mm-hmm. from a pangolin or whatever. And Fauci denied having any involvement with that, but actually we have contradictory evidence about that. Apparently he did see the paper. So he knew what the paper was saying, this is a pure guess on my part. My guess is that he wanted it to say there was no lab leak. And you know that they came up with the vaccine very quickly at that point, and they knew that it was just simply a matter of delaying the release of the vaccine, you know, until they could get their production distribution channels going. And they managed to prolong this all the way to November, during which time they really had hoped to keep natural immunity exposure levels at the minimum most, so that when the vaccine came along, there would be a tremendous demand for it. Everybody would seize on the thing, and it would work, and then get everybody well. And they could turn what was potentially a publicity disaster for them, for the lab leak, into a great triumph of the CDC, NIH, and the pharmaceutical industry. It didn't. That plan didn't quite work out the way they wanted to. I mean, one problem was that between when the lockdown started, which was in March, and all the way to when the vaccine was rolled out, we lost millions of businesses and broke up civil society. Churches couldn't gather. It was a social, cultural calamity and economic calamity, as you and I have talked about in the past. So they didn't really. I don't know if they considered that or not, or maybe they just didn't care. But then it turned out that the vaccine didn't really work the way they expected it. Despite their promises, it did not stop infection. There was never a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That was a ridiculous claim. And then now, you know, not just now, but we've known now for 3 years. That this is actually quite a dangerous product, which is not surprising because it was a new technology, so-called mRNA technology, which, you know, turns the body into this spike protein, you know, production lab, and with deleterious effects beyond which we've ever seen from any vaccine product in history. So all this is coming out now. So the big scheme that I believe was hatched in January, you know, completely fell apart, and we're left with bad health, bad economic situation, distrust of authorities, and a great deal of public anger to what's happened to us over the last 3 years.
Yeah, and I think, Jeffrey Tucker, the other piece of this, too, is that none of these people can admit that they were wrong. And part of that is because we have to always trust the experts and the bureaucracy which actually runs this country, who tells us things like raw milk is bad for you and raw cheese is bad for you. And so when evidence comes to light that proves these people wrong, they can't ever acknowledge that, because then the whole house of cards collapses. And then we stop. The minute that we stop listening to the experts means that the bureaucrats who think that they're smarter than us and make rules and regulations designed to take away liberty and control us in every aspect of our lives, they lose that power over us. And so that's why you're never going to hear these people admit that they were wrong. And worse, what we're finding out now, obviously, is that there was a coordinated effort here to hide information information from the American people by doing an end run on FOIA with this double super secret probation Gmail scheme that they were running.
Yeah, and the censorship is also quite devastating. Yes. In fact, you know, it's still going on. I had two interviews taken down from YouTube this week. I mean, it's just amazing. It's
really?
Still going on. Yeah. Still going on.
What were they about?
About the pandemic response, very similar to what I just said to you. And so they're still taking all this stuff down. If you get close to the truth, YouTube just blasts your interview away. And, you know, speaking of which, you mentioned that you would, you know, that they're unwilling to admit error. That part I did not predict. I thought that the errors would be so overwhelmingly obvious quite early on that there would be a great deal of recognition of that fact, and we would recognize that we fell for bad theories and bad modeling, and there would be apologies. You know, there would be lots of lawsuits and apologies, and people to express regret. Well, that didn't happen. Just the opposite. You know, we're still dealing with this now 4 years later, and these, you know, Fauci gets up in front of the Congress and does his usual song and dance, you know. And we're still not getting anything close to the truth. And it's painful to watch because they're having to FOIA everybody's emails and, you know, finding out all these contradictions and, you know, all sorts of things. And this, I suppose this is just going to go on for years. I wish we could just push a button somewhere that said, you know, truth now, please, and just have it all come out, because this is all very painful to watch.
But I mean, even, and this is the last thing I want to ask you, Jeffrey Tucker, it's worse because they're doubling down on this now. And now you've got, you know, the World Economic Forum behind this idea of this international pandemic treaty, which would not be a treaty because it wouldn't be approved by our Senate. But, you know, and then every nation has to give up their sovereignty and let the World Health Organization, which was covering for China during COVID, let them run the show. And you got Bill Gates out there talking about new mRNAs for this and new mRNAs for that. And it's not even a matter of them not admitting that they were wrong. They're doubling down.
Yeah. And, you know, the FDA just approved a new vaccine for RSV using mRNA technology. So, yeah, there's no lessons being learned. And the World Health Organization was dialed back just slightly in their treaty. They had to table it, but there's also promises that they're going to bring it back next year. So there you go. It's frustrating. It's very frustrating. And the loss of public trust is quite consequential. So this is why people are headed down to the local raw milk place. They just want to get rid of all these bureaucrats and just have nothing between themselves and the farmers. And I understand that.
Yeah, look, I mean, for years, the government told us breakfast was the most important meal of the day, and we had to load up on carbohydrates. This is what they told for decades. They told us that stuff, right?
Yeah, for decades. Yeah, the whole generations were raised on bad dietary advice and bad medicine, and the problems have been around a very long time, and I keep telling myself, well, maybe it's a good thing that we live in times where we're finding out the truth. But I tell you what, the truth's pretty ugly and it's pretty painful.
Jeffrey Tucker, follow him on X at Jeffrey A. Tucker and read his latest in the Epoch Times, How is Raw Milk Right Wing? Which is great.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, my friend, president of the Brownstone Institute. We'll talk again soon, I hope.
I appreciate it so much. All the best. Bye-bye.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we got a lot to get to, and we got a short time to get there. So let me tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. He's the man. He's a great guy, a great friend, and the master of dental implants. There's simply no one better. It's going to give you a better smile than Dr. Mike Veneria. He's my family's dentist. In fact, Bridget right now is getting new caps with Dr. Mike Veneria. The whole family goes to him and trusts him. Mama's Zeoli discovered him. And when it comes to your smile, this is, we are now in special occasion season right now. You deserve to have a great smile, and Dr. Mike Veneria is going to give it to you. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Just go to VeneriaDental.com. It's VanariaVeneria, VeneriaDental.com. You know, the thing about it is that for 10 years in a row, Dr. Mike has been recognized by his peers as a master of dental implants. By his peers. They get it. They know how good the guy is. So don't go to the closest dentist. You want to go to the best dentist, and that's Dr. Mike Veneria. He's a terrific guy. 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020. Or visit VeneriaDental.com. Whether it's complicated dental work like implants or anything else for your smile, even if you already had an estimate done, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike Veneria. It's worth it. VeneriaDental.com, 856-786-2020.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Calling on Blackwood to follow 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
Alrighty, so, big news today from one of our favorite guests on the show, a man who fights for liberty in the United States House of Representatives every single day. Welcome to the show, my friend, Congressman Scott Perry. Hello, Congressman. How are you?
Well, I'm great. I'm even better knowing I'm one of your favorites. I had no idea.
Oh, come on. You knew that. I told you that last time I saw you. Didn't I tell you that?
Well, you know, but I think you're just trying to be kind.
Listen, you're a big shot now. You're on the Intelligence Committee, which is a big deal. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And, look, we need people on that committee, and I'm not here to disparage anybody on it. But, you know, when you're on a committee in Congress and you're supposed to be overseeing all these, you know, if you're on the Transportation Committee, right, and I am, you're overseeing things like the FAA or the transportation infrastructure under the executive branch. You're not supposed to make book with them, right? You're supposed to make sure that they're doing the right thing.
Right.
But it seems like everybody that is on this committee is like chummy with these people. And if they say, look, we're not interested in the Constitution, because, you know, we want this information, so that's how it's got to be. Somehow they're apologists for that. Well, that's not your job. Your job is to make sure that they're staying inside the confines of the Constitution. Look, we want our intelligence committee or community, the intelligence agencies, and there's a bunch of them. It's not just, you know, the CIA. You know, you get the Defense Intelligence Agency. We've got a whole number of them. But we want that community. We want them to be successful in ferreting out and thwarting our nation's enemies. We're all good with that. We're all on that page. Here's what we're not good with. When they use the awesome, unbridled, literally unstoppable power of the U.S. government against its own people. We're not good with that. And when it comes to that, somebody has to say something. Like, you got to say something, right? That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Yes. Yes. Bravo. Thank you. I mean, you know, we've talked over the years, you and I, about this. We've talked about FISA. We've talked about the spying on Americans. We've talked about the tracking our credit card purchases and everything else. Yeah, absolutely. There has to be accountability. They are not there. We didn't create these agencies, nor did we empower them to go after and spy on the American people and meddle in our politics. And that's what they've been doing. And you, Congressman Scott Perry, being on the House Intelligence Committee, you have the way to actually perform oversight of them. So I could not be happier that you've been named to this committee.
Yeah, well, I will tell you, it's probably, as you can imagine, not without fits and starts. The vacancies have been out there for some time. One was when Chris Stewart from the great state of Utah left Congress early due to family health issues. And another was when Congressman Mike Gallagher left unexpectedly, and so the positions have been open. But I will tell you, look, you know, and I think I can be, you know, not revealing any state secrets or what have you. I've asked, and this is how you do it. You know, you're supposed to ask to be on the committee, right? And to keep this in mind for your listeners, this is the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Permanent Select. What does that mean? It means it's enduring. It's always going to be there. Select. Well, who's doing the selecting? Well, it is one person. I don't know whether you know this. The speaker is the person that selects every individual. So there's a system here, if you're in the Democrat Party or if you're in the Republican Party, about how you're put on committees. But this one is only one person's choice. Each other party has different protocols for how you get on committees, whether it's seniority in the Senate or whatever. You have to be selected by the speaker. So I went to Speaker McCarthy when he became speaker. And, of course, I went to Paul Ryan before him. I didn't go to John Boehner because it was just, you know, I was too new in Congress when he was here. And then, you know, some of the things I'd said about him weren't going to be very flattering. Anyhow, you get the point. So I went to McCarthy most recently in the beginning of his term as speaker. And I said, you know, he said, you know, what is it you desire? And I said, I feel like I'm qualified to be on this committee and I can help and I can do a good job for the American people. And so I would, you know, I would appreciate consideration. And he asked me how I was qualified. I told him I'd had a security clearance since the mid 1980s and maintained the clearance and had never divulged any secrets, never had any problems with the security clearance or otherwise, and had briefed based on national security interest, had been briefed, had conducted operations militarily based on those provisions. And long story short, he said, look, Scott, you're currently you're obviously qualified. He said, but we don't need any Lone Rangers on that committee. That's what he said to me. We don't need any Lone Rangers on that committee.
What's that mean?
Well, what that means is that we're going to, if I put people on the committee, they're going to do what they're told. You're not going to have independent thoughts. You're not going to be, you know, you're not going to be diverging from whatever the party line is. And that was the end of it. He didn't say no. You know, there was always some reason, whatever, you know, I'll look at you next time. There are a lot of people in front of you, so on and so forth. My point in telling you all this is that this has been a long time. This is not just something new that came up in my mind. You know, there are other people that have desire to be on the committee. It's sought after. I will give you that. But I think I do have the qualifications. And you should know this, too, as well. When you get to Congress, you get a secret security clearance. They give you one, right? You're handling the nation's secrets. You know what the requirements are for that congressional security clearance. Do you know?
No.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what they are. You read a piece of paper that essentially says, and I'm going to paraphrase, I will not divulge the secrets of the United States of America. Sign here. That's your security clearance. So
that's it?
Now, that's it. The one that you get in the military is the one, it's called an SF-86, that you fill out this multi-volume form, and you wait months as they go through every single background information piece that they want on you. They check all your, you know, they ask you to list all your acquaintances and so on and so forth, your friends, and then they go find your enemies, and they see what they're going to say about you. They find out what kind of toilet paper you buy and how often you buy gas and where from and when do you mow your lawn and who do you talk to? What kind of beer do you drink? What kind of movies do you watch? They do. It takes essentially the better part of a year. And that's the security clearance that I have and have updated for nearly four decades now. And so I felt like, look, I feel like I'm qualified, especially compared to other people that walk into Congress, sign a piece of paper and say, go see the nation's secrets. And so, look, it's gratifying to me to be on the committee because I want to be able to do the hard work for the American people, but to do the real oversight and, you know, call the balls and strikes. And when the agencies are out of bounds, someone on the committee with the credibility has to be able to say, look, you're out of bounds here. That's not allowed. Somebody has to say it.
Thank God. Bravo. Everything you just said is great, Congressman Scott Perry, and I'm thrilled by that. I only got a couple of minutes left with you. I want to ask you two other things. We played the clip earlier. It's gone viral of you setting a reporter straight when she said, where is the evidence of any corruption with the Bidens?
Yeah, that happened some time ago, believe it or not. I was surprised to see it again. I don't even know when that happened, but look, that's what reporters—they're doing the work of the left, right? There's the media wing of the Democrat Party, so you can expect that kind of question. Meanwhile, we're swimming in, we're immersed in, we're drowning in a sea of evidence, right?
Yeah.
No one ever said, which reporter said, well, who has any evidence of wrongdoing, Alvin Bragg? Show us the evidence of wrongdoing. What exactly is this federal crime that you're accusing President Trump in your state court? Like, no one says that, right? But Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, James Biden, while we're swimming in a sea of evidence, including all the suspicious activity reports, the 20 separate shell companies, the millions of dollars flowing in, the no work being done for it, the communications, the hidden bank records, like, oh, no evidence, right? So, look, you have to spoon feed these people because they don't want to have the information. And if you're watching Mika and Joe as your point of news every day, you're never going to hear this kind of stuff. Right? Am I wrong about that?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, and then I see now that there's criminal referrals today for James Biden and a couple of other people. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So when you come to Congress and lie and you can prove the lies, even though you might be lying for the president, we are duty bound to refer charges because I don't know whether your listeners know this or not, but it is illegal to lie to Congress. You're not supposed to do that. So that is a crime. And so, unfortunately, the Bidens, you know, what they're the bag men that they've been doing this wholesaling, the influence peddling of Joe Biden for decades now. And now they have to atone for that by apparently being referred criminally to protect Joe Biden. I think it's about 60 pages of, you know, criminal referral information. You can't come to Congress and lie and expect us to just go, look, the Democrats do that when Democrats lie to Congress, but Republicans don't do that regardless of who lies to Congress. We don't like to be lied to because we are representing the American people, and the American people don't expect to be lied to. So criminal charges are referred. I don't expect Merrick Garland, you know, to follow through with any of it. We can't force that, but we can let him know that we're referring charges, and we can let the American people know that we're referring charges. And if Merrick Garland chooses not to pursue them, that will be another stark example of this two system of justice, two-tier justice system, one for President Trump and people on the right, MAGA conservatives, whatever they want to call us, and, you know, the elites in the Democrat Party who seem to be able to, you know, disregard the Constitution, the law, and everything else, and and go blithely on with their day breaking the law. That's what we're going to, that's what we've done.
Good. Excellent. Congressman Scott Perry, follow him on X at Rep Scott Perry, the newest member of the House Intelligence Committee and the guy who's going to actually hold these people accountable. I'm thrilled. Congratulations, my friend, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. God bless you. It's awesome to be with you.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. So you got to get those mail-in ballots ready, by the way. Disclosed TV just put out a tweet. Actually, it was just as I was wrapping up my interview with Jeffrey Tucker. And this is the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. The WHO, the World Health Organization, that's who, warns that a new strain of bird flu has jumped to humans with the potential for high public impact. According to the Daily Mail, this just came out. So get your mail-in ballots ready, kids. Get them ready. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Scioli. Now, I don't know about you, but with summer here, I like to take my shirt off at the beach. I like to take my shirt off at the pool. I like to do that because I don't, you know, but here's the thing. A lot of people are embarrassed to do that because they don't think their bodies are looking good. That's where NJ Diet will help you. NJ Diet's going to help you lose 20 to 40 plus pounds guaranteed in only 40 days time. Guaranteed. You go to njdiet.com. Now, please stay away from the shots and the hormones and all the other nonsense. These shots, you know, they're causing all kinds of problems. They're banned in Europe and from a lot of European countries. And you have to take them for the rest of your life. NJ Diet's all natural and it works faster than shots. So it's summer here. Think about it. A month from now is 4th of July. So you start now with NJ Diet. By the time 4th of July week's here, you are looking and feeling your best on your way to being 20 to 40 plus pounds lighter and burning fat. You get the doctor's personal email, doctor's personal phone number, so they're with you every step of the way. There are locations close by in King of Prussia, Newark, Delaware, Cherry Hill, and King of Prussia, or online at njdiet.com with live video consultations. Don't wait. The sooner you get started, the sooner you're on your way to losing a guaranteed weight loss of 20 to 40 plus pounds the natural way with NJ Diet, 855-5-NJ-DIET.
Follow Talk Radio 1210 on Instagram and Facebook at 1210 WPHT.
Breaking news. We always have breaking news on this show. The Georgia Court of Appeals has postponed all further proceedings in the Fannie Willis RICO case against Trump until they make their decision on disqualification. The case is over. There will be no pre-election trial. And that's it. That's the end of it. That's done. And then another thing today that came out as well, and that is with regards to Florida, Judge Eileen Cannon is going to allow the question to be debated in her courtroom about whether the special counsel Jack Smith actually has the authority to be able to pursue Donald Trump since he has not been officially confirmed by the Senate as a special counsel. This is after Congressman Tom Massey yesterday raised the point. And then now Judge Cannon's going to allow that conversation to occur, meaning that everything is blowing up. Everything around them is blowing up. The classified documents case against Trump, the January 6th case against Trump, the Georgia case, all blocked. And you know what's going to happen is that the case against Donald Trump that was handed down in New York, that conviction, that'll be overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. It probably won't happen until after the election, according to Jonathan Turley, but that's what's going to happen. That's what'll happen with that. Just to refresh your memory, here's a little bit of Tom Massey. I know we played a short clip of this yesterday, but let's see if I can find it here on the sheet, Matt DeSantis, unless you have it. You got it?
Yeah.
Here's Massey yesterday with that hack butthurt Merrick Garland. Take a listen.
Ask unanimous consent to submit for the record an amicus brief by the former Attorney General Edwin Meese.
Without objection?
The question presented is whether private citizen Jack Smith lacks authority to represent the United States. Also ask unanimous consent to submit for the record an article titled, Was It Legal to Appoint Jack Smith in the First Place? This is a Heritage publication.
Without objection?
I want to start by reading you the appointment clause of the Constitution. Article 2, Section 2, Clause 6, states, the president shall nominate and by and with the advice and consent of the Senate shall appoint ambassadors, other public ministers and consuls, judges of the Supreme Court, and all other officers of the United States whose appointments are not herein otherwise provided for and which shall be established by law. Are U.S. attorneys nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate according to this appointments clause?
They are appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate.
Wouldn't you agree that U.S. attorneys are held to the appointments clause because they are delegated some part of the sovereign power of the United States, such as the ability to make indictments and charge individuals with crimes?
I would say that those are not the reasons why, and a court has already ruled on the question of whether special counsels are subject to the appointments clause in the Mueller case and ruled that they were not.
Was Jack Smith nominated by President Biden or confirmed by the U.S. Senate?
Look, you're asking me about a case. Again, motions filed.
This is a simple question.
No, I'm not.
Jack Smith nominated by President Biden?
No, he was not.
Was he confirmed by the Senate?
No, he was not.
When was the special counsel statute passed?
There is no special counsel statute. There was an independent counsel statute that was expired.
So it expired. So what gives you the authority to appoint a special counsel? You've created an office in the U.S. government that does not exist without authorization from Congress.
So the news around that, which is huge, Judge Cannon expands the hearing on Trump's request to declare the special counsel's appointment invalid. Now, if Judge Cannon, who's a federal judge, who is very unhappy with the handling of this classified documents case by Jack Smith, if she declares that Jack Smith's appointment is invalid, then that applies also to the January 6th case. Because as a federal judge, if she declares that invalid, that applies to the whole country. She's a federal judge. So that means then that Jack Smith has no authority to pursue the case against the former president in D.C. either. And you know, my bet is that Judge Cannon's going to say he lacks the authority. He lacks the authority. There is no special counsel statute. He was not appointed by the president. He was not confirmed by the Senate. He does not have the authority to pursue this. Look, we're a nation of laws or we're not. I keep hearing this. So if we're a nation of laws and we have to follow the law, you just don't get to create offices. That's not how it works. And the amicus brief that he talked about there on the topic was entered into the record. And then, as Tom Massey said, a few hours later, Judge Cannon agreed to allow the question to be debated in the courtroom. So it's over. Like it's all over. And now the only question is, how soon does the case in New York get tossed? How soon does the case in New York get tossed? And Trump's prepared to go to jail. He spoke to Fox News about this. Cut 11.
The judge could decide to say, hey, house arrest or even jail.
I'm okay with it. I saw one of my lawyers the other day on television saying, oh, no, you don't want to do that to the president. I said, you don't beg for anything. You just the way it is.
Yeah. And the question then becomes is when will it be overturned? Here's Jonathan Turley, who was on Fox News yesterday. He expects the Supreme Court's going to overturn the conviction eventually. Cut 13.
Well, few people outside of Manhattan have a lot of faith in the New York system right now. And so former President Trump may have some slow sledding initially on appeal. But many of us see layers of reversible error here, and it could end up in front of the Supreme Court. I personally don't see how this verdict can be sustained. I was in that courtroom, and I was shocked by how the court was ruling. And I would hope that eventually, maybe not initially, but eventually, an appeal will prevail and the verdict will be thrown out.
Is there a possibility of this going to the Supreme Court before it goes to the appellate court in New York on an emergency petition?
You know, there is. You could certainly make that sort of three-point shot. I would bet against it. The Supreme Court has ruled against Jack Smith trying to short-circuit his case against Trump. They basically said, stay in the lane, stay with regular order. They're probably going to take the same position here and say, there's a lot of issues here. Give the New York courts the chance to do the right thing. And eventually the court will get it. But it's unlikely this will be resolved before the election, which is what many were hoping in Manhattan.
By the way, Sean, I got to give you some major props. Carrie Nelson says whoever's doing the music today is doing a fantastic job. Congratulations. Awesome, awesome. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Are you on? So are you on Twitter, Sean?
No, I'm actually not on Twitter.
All right. I was going to try to tag you in that, but I didn't know if you were. Henry's been helping out with the morning show and Dawn show, so we may not have Henry back anytime soon or ever. I don't know. But Sean's doing a fantastic job. I don't know. But I got to tell you, your music choices this week have been outstanding. And starting tomorrow or Monday, actually, I should say Monday, we're going to do the playlist from our buddy Santo. You know, he donated a lot of money to the Travis Manion Foundation, and we've got his playlist ready to go. So we'll start that on Monday. But I have to get organized around it a little bit. And so we're grateful for that. So we're going to do that next week. But yeah, but so far you're crushing it. So well done.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Very much. Appreciate it. And I got to give Jimmy Matthews credit because I pointed out to him that Barack Obama's Twitter page, his bio says dad, husband, president, citizen. So since Jimmy Matthews always likes to bust my stones every time I call President Trump, President Trump, he always likes to remind us that it's former President Trump. I said to him, well, why don't you tell that to Obama? So he tweeted out to Barack Obama and said, hey, Obama, it's former president, change your profile. So well done, Jimmy Matthews. I give you credit for that. Excellent job. So I'll make you a deal. I'll stop calling Trump President Trump when Barack Obama changes his Twitter profile to former president. Fair, good deal. And lastly, as we do our social media check-in from our friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, Snow Bunny Gal says, Rich, my friend Sonny from Croatia just drove by while I'm walking the dog and told me that he was listening to you in the car. Can you give him a shout-out? Sonny in Fort Washington, thank you for listening, my friend. Appreciate it very, very much. 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead for you. Don't go away.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.